I'm Kathleen Schalk. The Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations lit into Enron's board of directors today for failing to stop the company's collapse. Senator Joseph Lieberman, a Democrat from Connecticut, accused members of profiting from Enron's stock when its value was inflated by the company's shady dealings.
In that sense, I'm sad to say that the board of directors didn't just fiddle while Enron burned. Some of them toasted marshmallows over the flames. Even as those flames shook our economy and engulfed the dreams of thousands of dedicated Enron employees who lost not only their jobs, but their retirement security.
Members of the board vehemently defended themselves. Former Executive Committee Chairman John Duncan.
With over 20,000 employees working at the company, with over 200 lawyers writing contracts every day, and with over 400 accountants posting the daily books, we, the directors, had to rely on the reports given to us by the officers of the company.
And he says those reports concealed the truth. This view was echoed by current board member Norman Blake.
Even with the benefit of hindsight, I cannot speculate as to what else we could have done to ensure that our controls and procedures were followed. We put the right controls in place, and we asked the right questions.
But many of the senators dispute this. Senator Carl Levin, who chairs the panel, says former Arthur Andersen audit partner David Duncan met with directors back in early 1999 and alerted them that the company's accounting practices were risky.
That although Andersen was on board, that many of Enron's accounting practices, in the words used there, his notes, push limits, and that others could view them as outside of compliance with generally accepted accounting principles.
Enron filed the largest bankruptcy in history last December after it turned out the company had used off-balance sheet partnerships to hide debt and overstate profits. Levin says he is absolutely amazed at the board's statements denying responsibility. Senator Lieberman chastised the directors as well, saying corporate boards are supposed to act as guardians.
For the shareholders and, in a larger sense, for the integrity and reliability of our economic system.
And he says Enron's board fell down on the job. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.